Welcome to episode 59 of Fun with Scotch. I'm John.
Hi, I'm Heather.
And I'm Gene, here for the first time.
I'm Bill.
And this is Judy.
I'm Elizabeth.
Ev, the applications librarian.
Don't give so much personal and yes, information away.
We have guests with us today. We're at Pacific Beach, and we're having a great time here. And we're going to do something a little out of the ordinary. We're going to try four different whiskeys of different kinds. We've got
Japanese
bourbon, Irish whiskey, and a scotch.
And Marlis is not with us today, as she could not come to the beach weekend. Yeah, so, hi, Marlis. And what is our title for this episode?
Beach Whiskey Potpourri, right? Okay. I almost remembered.
Okay.
Yeah, very
sweet.
Good.
So, Bill, did you want to tell us about the one of them that you brought, the Japanese one?
The first tasting we're going to have is Kagan, I think it was pronounced. A Japanese whiskey.
Did you do any research about it?
I did no research about it.
But there's a lots of words on the back.
Why did you buy it then?
No, we were supposed to have research.
Because
yeah, that's our fault. We didn't tell anybody.
So, from a Japanese distillery located in the Kaini region of Japan.
Are we allowed
today? A blended whiskey from 100% Japanese whiskey.
100% Japanese whiskey.
Okay, so
well,
it's a blend.
Good.
Yes.
What's the alcohol by volume on that?
45% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
Aged for a minimum of 3 years in barrels.
Just barrels?
Barrels.
Doesn't say what
some kind of barrels.
Good.
Japanese barrels.
Yeah.
Steel drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Are you researching that?
No.
Well, you should.
As you can see or hear, we prepared our guests really well.
That's it.
Onboarding has never been my strong
point. We're
going to
be on the spot here about it.
So what we're going to do is everybody take a nice little sniff of it, and what do you smell? What aromas do you get? Like, does it smell really alcoholy, or do you get any, pine nuts? I don't know.
Yeah.
Can we say alcohol? I get in trouble when I say alcoholy about beer.
I think it smells clean.
Clean?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem to have any.
It's kind of like.
There's no like.
It doesn't have a strong aroma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there aren't a lot of things going on. If you know it.
Yeah.
Bill tasted his already.
Uh oh.
So, what was the price
starting
on that?
Do
you remember?
Do you
remember?
I think it was $47.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, I think Japanese ones tend to run about that or min plus.
Yeah.
Where
did you pick that up?
Total Wine and
okay.
Washington's alcohol place of choice.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, let's all taste.
Not through the nose.
Were there pretzels?
Yes, I
feel like I'm here for the pretzels.
Yes.
Did you say I feel like I'm here for the pretzels?
You're not allowed to have pretzels yet.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
There's an order to everything.
You can if you want.
We have not reached the pretzel stage.
God, Heather.
Why can't Heather have pretzels?
I don't know. Because Judy said no.
Because I'm being ornery.
Yes.
What do people think about the flavor?
I don't think I got that.
Yeah, I would
she
agree.
Warned you.
Yeah.
She did warn you.
As you can hear, our friends are a little unruly.
But we're having a good time. Yeah. I'm getting maybe a little honey.
Yeah.
A little vanilla.
Mm.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's okay. Anyway, yeah, and as you can tell, every sound that happens here is going to go in the podcast. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Including John going like this.
Yeah, that's right. That too.
And the dog's barking.
And the dog's barking in the background. Sorry about that.
So no, welcome
to Fun with Scotch and All My Spirits and Chaos. It actually kind of burned you going down the throat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a little heat.
No, not necessarily.
Some of them more than others, no, yeah. No. But this is not bad.
Turn it around so I can see.
As someone who doesn't drink much of that straight...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't let you finish your sentence, yeah.
I don't know that this would be one that I would pick to drink straight, you know, but I could see putting this... For me, I would use this, you know, in a seltzer or something like, you know, it has some flavor, but it didn't seem to capture.
Well,
I
would definitely put this over ice or add water or put it over ice to tone it down just a little bit. It is kind of burning. A lot of times we'll let people know if we think this is something a beginner would like to drink or if this is something that you might want to get a palate. For whiskey before you drink. What do you think, Gene? You look very contemplative over there.
Well, I get like maple syrup, and the weird thing in it is it's like ripe, super ripe bananas.
Really? Interesting.
Maybe I need more.
Yeah, I got the maple syrup.
Would you like one?
No, not really.
Gene took a beer judge class, so he's and he has a really good palate. So
good, because I have none.
I don't think I do either.
I just do this for fun. John and Marles are the ones that have palates. I don't usually. Yeah.
You're here for the pretzels, too.
I'm here
for.
Okay. Not that bad.
Yeah, now that you mentioned bananas, I feel like I'm tasting it, too. But maybe it's the power of suggestion, or maybe it's bananas.
Yeah.
I think it's bananas.
Sometimes a banana is just a banana.
I
don't get bananas.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
A red banana is way different than a green banana.
I'm not getting
that's
bananas.
True. It's very, very rare. Like once the burn goes away, that's when I taste it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's like it's the finish would be the you said ripe bananas.
What's the proof on this?
45.
It is a limited release.
I like it. I think it is closer to like bourbons, I guess, because it is sweeter. So
that's right. Evelyn is the person at the table who enjoys bourbons the most, I think. Okay. And we have a bourbon coming up.
That's right.
And I'll drag that across the table too when it's.
We're gonna do some pouring here. It's got a lovely pop when you open it. Pump it up there. Okay.
These are damn good pretzels.
Exactly, right?
And what is the aroma and the flavor of these pretzels?
I'm trying to hint of butter. Ooh.
God.
I think there is definitely some yeast in the pretzels. I would say mostly white flour, but there might be a touch of something like rye or something that makes it, you know, got a little bit of flavor.
Well, the important thing is the malt on the outside.
Well, this says
the malt on the outside.
Malt.
The malt.
Yeah.
Enriched flour, which is wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, whatever, riboflavin, folic acid. So it's good for pregnant women. Cane sugar, salt, tapioca malt syrup.
Cane sugar is good sugar.
Mm-hmm. Canola oil and soda.
Baking soda.
Okay.
Okay. It says so.
So no yeast, huh?
No yeast. I'm not sure where you're getting your yeasty.
Probably the malt.
So, Elizabeth
John,
and Gene
you
brought
thing
the
you have pretzels?
Next.
You can.
The next one. Brown.
Brown.
Who wants to tell us about the brown? From Brown Family Spirits.
Did anybody research that one?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
One for Marlis.
Yeah, it was a man too.
Yeah.
Hear that, Marlis? That fuck was for you.
So I got this at Fred Meyer, and I asked the lady behind the counter. I said, I have some friends of ours. I didn't know it wasn't meant to just be bourbon, so I asked for bourbon, and I said something that
we did not, tell you which to
like new or less common, or yeah. So this is the one that the nice lady at the Fred Meyer Liquor Department recommended.
Which Fred Meyer was that?
This was the Fred Meyer at 19th and Stevens.
Okay.
In Tacoma, Washington. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Which, yes. And Fred Meyer's...
The crack Fred Meyer.
It's a crack
Fred Meyer? Crack Fred Meyer is the one on the 72nd.
Oh, okay. Pacific.
Let's be clear. Okay. That is the crack Fred Meyer.
And outside of the Pacific Northwest, they're called Kroger's. But that's
okay. Thank you.
Well, they're in the Kroger family of stores.
Aren't all of them now? Seems like. Seems like all stores are Kroger.
They're buying
Kroger
safely.
Is QFC and...
Yeah.
Which is Albertsons.
I think we just merged with Albertsons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be pretty.
Okay, this is not called grocery stores. Fun with grocery stores.
That sounds like a monopoly to me.
Yeah. It does sound like a monopoly. Yeah.
Because they're in the Midwest too, right? Don't they have Midwest? Aren't they like Meyer?
They're based in, Meyer is a separate.
That's
Meiger. But no, it's Kroger. Kroger Company. And they're Harris Teeter and
Fry's. So did you need to tell us about this?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Other than that,
back
the lady.
To the bourbon.
Oh, yeah. The podcast.
Oh. Okay.
What am I supposed to say about it?
Where is it from?
What proof is? I'll tell you. It is 45% alcohol by volume, which is
90.
Thank you. I couldn't read.
So same as
Spokane Distillery.
Yeah.
Spokane.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's Spokane, not Spokane, as some people say on TV.
Who said Spokane?
On TV.
Newcomers.
People on TV.
People
narrating novels that have the word Spokane in it. So just so you know, all three of our listeners, it's Spokane.
Newscasters from other states.
Yeah, too bad we don't have something from
QL. You'll get shit kicked if you say it wrong in this crowd. So yeah, Spokane, they say aroma. Well, I shouldn't say it. Okay, yeah. We'll see if you get it right.
This smells sweeter.
And then you can tell us, yeah.
It does smell sweet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Compared to the first one.
Pepper from it, black pepper.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. You got a local one.
You know,
it's kind of fun, yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Caramel or brown sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something, yeah.
It's less harsh than the...
It's not burning your nose hair.
Which is interesting because it's the same proof, right?
Yeah.
You're such a narc.
Is this aged? Is bourbon meant to be aged? It is meant to be aged, but...
Well, yeah, it can't be bourbon if it's not at least... I think it's 3 years is the minimum, but, you know, some of them go a lot longer.
Can it be bourbon outside of Kentucky?
This is a cool bottle, too. Mm-hmm. It's embossed. Mm. With brown with an E on the...
It's 90 proof. Mm. Minimum
45.
2 years of aging.
45%.
It's a 70% rye, 18% corn, 12% malted barley.
Mm. That's the other thing about bourbon. It has to be 51% corn.
Corn, I think.
At least.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how much corn is this one?
18.
Really?
Yeah. 70% rye, 18 corn.
Oh, it's a rye whiskey. Okay.
It doesn't say that.
It says straight bourbon whiskey.
Really?
Mm.
It does say that. Okay. Mm. Well, maybe sure. I don't.
Ev's not happy about this brown, folks, by the way.
No, she doesn't like this
label.
Yeah.
It does sound like it's more rye than bourbon, but...
Fake bourbon.
I mean, I think I have the right one. It says brown straight rye... Oh, no. Sorry. Rye whiskey. Discard.
Cut that.
So embarrassed.
It would be nice if their fucking pictures on their website were a little... I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
When you were reading the description for their rye whiskey?
Okay. Marlis, we are so fucking sorry.
If Marla's still here, she'd be appalled.
She'd probably beat you with that champagne bottle.
She probably,
when you got there.
If you were appalled, she probably is feeling appalled without even knowing why.
Yeah.
Okay.
My spidey senses are singling.
Well, kudos to John for saying that. Let us know that I was reading the wrong description. 80% corn.
There you go.
12% malted barley and 8% rye. Also, proof 90 proof and minimum 2 years aged.
Okay.
Phew. Saved
it
by
is
the
smoother
corn.
Than
it's almost derailed.
So what does it say that the aroma should be now that people have said what they think it smells like?
Aroma. Deep aromas resembling camp... Deep aromas.
Deep.
Resembling campfire, older oak, and leather with a lingering sweetness on the back of the nose. Aged oak.
Mm. Well, if I had a lingering something on the back of my nose, I'd probably be sneezing.
I've never known leather, the smell.
Oh, oh, now it says that, though.
No, you smell it?
Yeah.
But that whole campfire thing, I'm not getting a campfire.
I think I can drink it.
What do you mean? Like, you had too much to drink? Or?
Yeah, like, maybe I shouldn't drink anymore.
But you haven't had that much to drink.
I can't explain it.
Abby's a lightweight. Yeah.
Drink some more water.
Yeah, drink some water. Drink some water. Take a walk around the house.
Yeah.
Do you need me to walk you up and down the block?
But this is bourbon. It's your jam.
I know. Just hit me down.
Did you taste it at all or no?
Oh, yeah. Tasted. It was smooth, like Elizabeth said. Uh-huh.
No, it definitely doesn't have the burn that the Japanese have.
Yeah, this does not. It just goes
Which
right on down.
Which is interesting.
It says an earth... Oh, wait. I'm supposed to talk about the...
What? It... Wait.
Go ahead.
It, dirt. Like earthy. Not
yeah.
dirt.
Yeah, but... earthy.
Yeah, this reminds me when I was 5 and I was out in the backyard eating dirt.
Oh. Okay.
Nobody...
Are you recommending it?
No, like
it
when
then?
You stick a shovel in the ground and you dig it up, you have that, mm-hmm. that smell.
Mm-hmm. I think it pairs really well with the pretzels.
That's true.
Hey.
They really does.
We've talked about doing food pairings. Maybe this is our first one.
It's so, really making me want chocolate, though.
What does it say about the flavors?
I don't think we have any chocolate.
Another,
we have chocolate.
The taste is an earthy, natural sweetness with light tannins. Mm-hmm. Finishes smooth and slight char notes.
It's definitely
char.
Char.
What does char notes mean?
It tastes like it's burnt.
Yes.
I'm thinking probably char, but yeah. I don't think it tastes like fish.
No, not that kind of char.
That doesn't taste fishy.
Like, yeah. I think that's another reference to the campfire smell they were talking about. Mm. Yeah. That's what they're saying. I'm not
getting
really getting the smoke.
All.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe kind of smoky, if that's...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But even that, it's not... There's way more that are smoke, way smokier than that.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah.
It's out of stock at Total Wine.
Uh-oh.
I would say it's, you know, if there's smoke there, it's mild. Yeah.
If there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Trying to find who has like reviews.
Master of Malt.
That's what we're here for.
That's right.
We're doing a review right now.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, so do I.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, so far, this is what I would go back to.
I think that was...
Better than the other one.
I think it said it retailed for, like, $62, and then it was on special for, like, $45 or something. Mm. So...
That's good.
It's a great discount.
Well, it was one of those that it made me think it was... Like, Total Wine has it, or... Bevmo has it for $43.49, and Total Wine and More has it for... $51.99.
I wasn't impressed with Bevmo's selection. I mean, they had your standard, you know,
in Tacoma. Mm-hmm. It's a small store.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like Total Wine though, had a lot more.
Is they're almost in the same parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
a block away from each other.
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we bought like the Jamesons and stuff, like, you know, our standard stuff was purchased from.
Oh, behind.
Are we ready for Yellow Spot? Anybody else?
Ooh.
She's gonna make an exception.
Yeah. Evelyn, you're on.
All right.
Oh, okay. not on, but just hold on.
Did you bring this one?
No.
I asked her to look it up for me.
Oh, a lot of pressure.
Oh, you're already on board. Okay, I need to.
She just told you she'd had too much to drink.
Okay.
Do you need somebody else to do that for you?
She can read. Can say sentence. I think she can still.
Okay.
Read.
Okay.
She doesn't want to drink anymore.
Irish. That's fine. Seven generations of sons named Robert.
What's her last name?
Mitchell.
Not Yellow or Spot.
No, it's Mitchell.
That was the dogs.
Aren't all the sons named Richard?
No,
Robert.
That's dumb, by the way.
Bobby.
Bobby.
No, Bobby. Not Bob, but Bobby.
Of course. And where is it distilled? What town? In what country?
Well, it's Irish whiskey.
Well, what town?
Well, you said what kind of.
Well, I did not.
I didn't know it was Irish whiskey.
It is.
I said, didn't I say it?
I don't know.
I must have said it at the very beginning.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was being pretzel. I was thinking about pretzel.
Did anyone hear me say Irish at the very beginning?
No.
Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, it's Dublin.
Okay, thank you.
Interesting.
But the interest that, and also this Yellow Spot, there's also Green Spot and Blue Spot. I feel like I'm a Dr. Seuss novel. Not novel, but book. But you know, Yellow Spot, Green Spot, Blue Spot, more.
I thought you were done drinking.
It totally bypassed.
Okay, it didn't. It went from here to there.
Well, we thought you didn't want any more.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Yellow Spot is, I think, the most expensive of the spots. It's a little over $100.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It smells kind of grassy to me.
Last year, I got a Green Spot for Bill that had, like, it was some sort of special
spot
batch. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was some small batch, mm-hmm. something or other. And it was about the same price as Yellow's, the mm-hmm. Yellow Spot. So, I was kind of limited in my resources, and I saw the Green Spot, and I grabbed it, and then realized it was so expensive, but I did a little bit of research, and it was this small badge. Yeah. But then I found a store who had one bottle of Yellow Spot left before Christmas, and so.
Yeah, this is something that, one of the ones that John will buy for me for a special occasion, you know, mm-hmm. Christmas or birthday. My other one is Edredor. But this is a single pot still. Whiskey is aged 12 years.
What's that mean?
And it's three cask
single pot still.
Is it all just like this one from batch? One batch
and not, still.
So it's well, not, pot it's still not is a type of still.
Yeah.
And I guess it's
just use one.
I guess it is distilled one time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Irish whiskey blended or is it single malt or is it something else?
Mm-hmm. Well, this particular one. I think this is a single malt.
Smells yellow.
Yeah,
it's yellow.
For the price, it better be a single malt.
Three cask maturation. It's bourbon, sherry, and Malaga.
Do you smell yellow?
Malaga cask.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it goes from one type of cask to another, picking up
over the 12 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It smells to me like the color yellow should smell.
This one smells clean to me as well.
Well, when they say the color yellow, I think urine. But
don't eat yellow snow.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I hear yellow spot, that's all I think of.
Well, we've lived in Alaska for 6 years, so yellow spots are not.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, me either. Me neither.
I think I smell some lemon or something like that on there.
Marlis loves slices of lemon in her whiskey.
I heard that, yeah. I heard that. Way to fucking go, Marlis.
Oh my god, citrus out of that, yeah.
So, what makes all of these whiskeys?
What, they're all brown.
there are white whiskeys.
This one, a lot of Roberts.
AKA Bobby.
A long line of Roberts. That's true.
I would say the, the things that they use to make it.
Like what?
Like barley, like corn. Mm-hmm. You know, all those different, those types of things.
Rye.
Right.
So by single grains. Pot, still, do they mean they throw all that stuff in a single pot rather than distill it separately and blend it?
No, it's this one I'm pretty sure is a single malt, which is, it's all barley. Mm-hmm. And the pot still would be the type of still that they use to do the distillation. Those are the ones that are really bulbous at the bottom and then go to a point at the top.
Oh.
They kind of look like a bong.
Mm. Yeah.
A really large one.
But those are...
Yeah, and the other things that go on whiskey, like if you think about the other types of liquor, like tequila, which is would be what?
Agave.
Mm-hmm. Vodka is typically what? Potatoes or what's the other thing they make vodka out of?
Make vodka out of fucking anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, we're not. It's not.
I thought it had to be potatoes.
It doesn't have to. I think there's something else you can make do.
I think that's traditional, but there's
rum is usually like what?
Sugar,
molasses, things like that. Sugar. So what makes this whiskey is the things that they use, like corn and barley and rye and things of that nature. But there are white whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It is good.
What's the process in not having color? What's white?
I think it's because they put them in.
Well, the color comes from aging it in either charred oak casks or
so they might
wine
be
casks
metal
or
something.
Yeah.
And I think there are some
ducks
that actually add color.
Duck yeah. down.
Color.
That's
they,
true.
They age it in white downy ducks. What?
No.
I can't think of a white thing that they
I'm
would age
have
it
to
in. Like a peeking duck.
Later, decide what Elvis said. I just can't follow everything. Mm-hmm.
What else would be white?
Snow.
Angel.
They aged in angels.
Congress.
and it's aged.
Very aged.
Yeah.
It's super clever.
Overaged.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, so I find the aroma pleasant.
Tastes very nice for having been aged in Congress.
Like I said, I don't...
it's so smooth.
Drink
it is.
Yes. There's no afterburn for me.
Yeah.
Because everything else, when I usually taste, especially a brown liquor, which I like, but I usually have alcohol burn, and this isn't. This is just a lovely...
Mm-hmm. What is the proof on this one?
Smooth. I think it's 46. I think it's 46.
Well, that's part of it, too,
that's
right?
Interesting. I mean, I think it's super smooth, and I think
the
order is good.
They've all been... 45 or 46.
But this is 45.
Yeah.
No, 45. That was way higher, wasn't
the first
it?
Two
this
were
45. Is 46.
Yeah, the first two are 45.
You were looking
was
at
90.
46. You were looking at
well, 90 proof.
Oh,
not percentage.
I still think it's fire water. My tongue is like
is
on
it
fire.
Mine isn't.
Really?
Yeah. Mine's pretty good.
No,
yeah.
Mine's...
No, I don't.
Well,
it's
the,
lovely.
The back of the bottle says that when you're the nose or the aroma should be mown hay. And cracked black pepper. What
the fuck is mown hay?
What is that?
Mown hay. They say mown, we say mowed.
Oh, mown hay. I was like, what is mown hay?
I did too. I thought like Monet. Like,
I know. Isn't that an artist?
What is that? Mown hay
that's been mown.
Mown. John Deere and hay.
Tractor.
I don't think mown is a word though.
Mown.
It sounded like a different language.
Okay. Well, no, they meant to moan hay. So you go.
But you make your scarecrow.
It's when the hay rubs together and it makes that noise. It also the nose should also have red bell peppers, nutmeg, clove oil, as opposed to just cloves, and green tea.
I get green tea. I can get the green tea.
Sweet honey. Good God. Sweet honey and peaches from the Malaga casks.
Mm. I can. I mean, now that you mention peach a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I've eaten nutmeg, but I don't know what it tastes like.
It's not too much nutmeg is not good.
No. Okay. I couldn't identify it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's out on the fringes.
If you're tasting nutmeg and you can recognize it, it's too much.
Too much nutmeg.
Yeah.
So that's
I think they're doing themselves a service by saying those.
But that was the nose. That was actually what you should be smelling.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, I know, right? I said that.
Hey, I'm halfway through the thing, by the way. I drank half of it already. And
one of the grass.
Yellow grass.
The nose. Taste.
Yeah. Hey.
Is honey sweetness.
Straight up, right.
Honey sweetness with this pot glass still for spices.
You can get your nose in there.
Mm. I don't know what that is. Flavors of fresh coffee.
This is actually wider.
Yeah. I get that, but...
What are you doing?
It just seems like to have the nose on it to like be able to get your nose in there.
Our next issue. Do glasses matter?
Yeah. Glasses do matter.
Mm-hmm. They do in wine.
Does anybody else want to know what they're supposed to be tasting?
Yes. Sure. Look, I thought we were still on the nose.
Oh, no. They'll taste it.
Okay.
Did you just shoot it?
No.
Because it's too nice to shoot.
No, I did not shoot it.
We've been sipping it for 5 minutes over here while everybody else has been
We've been sipping for a while.
I like the aftertaste.
You guys aren't really going to release this, are you?
Fuck no.
We kind of fucked
Maybe
it up.
Maybe not.
We'll have to see what the final product is.
Yeah.
So you should be tasting honey sweetness with pot still spices, flavors of fresh coffee, creamy milk chocolate, and creme brulee. Notes of red apples and toasted oak.
Everything's fine, but I don't taste any coffee.
So the finish, so what you feel basically on the back of your tongue.
Get it? I get the apples.
Mm-hmm. Sophisticated and complex.
That's the finish? It tastes sophisticated.
Yeah, of course it does.
That's a flavor.
Sweetness throughout.
Apparently.
With a mix of red grape and dry barley upon exit. Makes it sound like you're regurgitating. Mm-hmm. But okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like somebody's got to hold your hair back.
Coming out of
That was Elizabeth in the dry mouth today. Lord.
I mean, she pulled that plastic bag out.
I did. Like, I had it on my lap. I was like, she needs it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Anyway.
I liked it better before I tasted it.
I like it fine.
I thought it was good.
This is one of my favorites.
But I did not. But, I did not care for the finish.
Everybody's taste is different, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some people actually like Scoresby, which is a really hideous scotch, but in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
I mean, it is super smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I like the order, the lineup, mm-hmm. each subsequent one I've.
No, I think we put it. We accidentally
put it.
With
my intoxication.
You don't call that intoxication.
No, but anyway, I think we accidentally put them in a good order. But we only have one more to go.
Mm-hmm. Maybe after I'm very worried. Last one.
I think Bill and I are going to our glass.
No,
you're
ripping our glass.
No, I've got water here.
Oh my god,
I've
probably ate more slices of pizza than anybody.
I think I ate more slices of pizza than anybody.
Yes. And yellow spot is to be savored. You know, it's not. It's. I would say that most. Typically, it's great straight. You know, straight up, not on the rocks.
I wouldn't rocks it because it feels like it'd get diluted.
It would just get watery.
But of any of these, it definitely feels like the only one that you could drink
straight,
neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
Well, we're going to let catch up.
You finished yours.
We are.
I'm still
sipping.
Take your time. It's all right.
He can edit.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I will too.
Yeah, he runs a program too that takes out all the dead spots.
I'm finishing too.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Perelman. Looking
should we mention the pretzels that we're raving about?
Okay, they are. Sure. They're the standard grocery, a.k.a. Kroger, a.k.a. Fred Meyer, Harris Teeter, Fry's. What else do they go by? I don't even know. Snack Factory Pretzel Crisps.
I didn't know that Snack Factory was their brand.
No, it's not, but that's just where we got it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can get them anywhere. I think you probably get them at Safeway.
I think you probably, yeah.
Is Albertsons still a thing? What about...
The last Albertsons I saw is now a Safeway.
Did you want to try?
A couple of our...
I was just trying to read the name.
It's a blended.
Scotch bottle.
They are deli style, and we chose to get the plain original, aka salted. I believe they have like garlic and other flavors, but we didn't go that way.
And just so you know, they are not a sponsor.
That's right.
But maybe
if they wanted to be.
I was just going to say, maybe we should send this to them. And then they would run.
Yeah, they would probably sue us. But yeah.
Why would they sue us for fucking raving about their pretzels?
I have used these. They are particularly good with hummus. And there's no Aldi's here because these people aren't civilized, although they are with coffee. But they're not.
There's no what?
Aldi's. But Aldi's has a vanilla hummus.
I think they have an Aldi's in Norfolk.
And they were quite...
A vanilla hummus?
And it's quite delicious with the pretzels.
Is it made with beans?
Yes.
With chickpeas?
Mm-hmm.
Is it savory?
No.
I would...
It is slightly sweet.
I don't know if I'd even try that after I saw that it was vanilla.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
I got to try the... it was a pumpkin spice hummus from them, and it tasted like a candle smells. And
where's
I don't
that
mean
plastic
that
bag?
I don't mean that in a positive way, but the vanilla was very nice.
Okay,
they actually make a chocolate. I've seen a Boar's Head makes that, and I've had that, and it's pretty good.
I think people take the word hummus very liberally.
Well, it was
the
it was a
what things that they make now.
Hmm?
No.
They're awesome.
What?
Like, remember the barf bag when you had your surgery done?
Oh, yeah.
The
but...
little round ones?
Oh, yeah. I've seen those, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Barf doesn't go as far.
Usually when my mom leaves
barf
the hospital, she packs everything up. She's ready to go, man. And I've now known to go through her stuff before I let her go home.
What did she pack up?
She stole a phone at one point.
Will work outside of the
it
hospital.
It doesn't work very well, but the thing is, okay, so I am in the market for a phone because she has, her apartment comes with a landline, and there have been times where she'll turn her phone off and I can't reach her. Uh-huh. And so the landline is good, but yes, it does not work. It has this weird ring to it because I was like, oh, I happen to have one of those. But for some reason, even like the thrift stores, you can't. It's like they just chuck them. So if anybody does come across a phone, I could use one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your mom popped
a wired phone.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Anywho.
We could try a museum.
Yeah, but we have a hand, like several of those bark bags because...
Yeah, they sell them still in the store.
Phone. We don't need to buy them, though.
Wait, bark bags or phones? What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Phones.
Oh, okay.
Did I miss the description of
this? No. Are we ready for this build? Is that what are you drinking?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Has everybody got theirs or do you have yours?
Yep.
Okay,
so this is Barrowman's.
Barrowman's
Grand Cru.
Blended. CRU.
Yeah. Blended Scotch whiskey aged 21 years. Fine and rare. Mm. So take
rare.
That.
It's aged 21 years.
It is produced by the independent bottler Ian McLeod.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pronounce that right?
Mm. Sure. We're Americans. We can pronounce it any way we want.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm still Canadian.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jean is our token Canadian.
That's right.
The test. Oh, he actually found that very offensive. Anybody who doesn't know him as well as I know him,
Petey.
What are you going to tell?
It's Petey.
I'm actually name. Still Canadian. Yeah.
It is. Like, it's more Petey than the other whiskeys.
Well, yeah, the others have no
smokier, yeah.
Oh, Keith, continue.
So what does peat, that was all I found. What does peat, what is peat?
Peat moss.
Peat.
P-E-E-T moss.
Is it P-E-A-T? Right, but I hear whiskey's P-E-A-T. Described as P-E not. Or peat. What
it's
is that?
It's not one, it's P-E-A-T.
Well, no, we have the grain, the barley that we dried over a fire.
Okay.
And
the fire.
They're actually burning the peat moss.
Oh, interesting.
They kind of dig it up out of the bog.
Yeah.
So they smoke it.
P-E-A-T.
Yeah.
They smoke it with peat, basically.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, does this have peat or is it, I mean, is it just smoky or?
That I don't know.
It's peatier than the other whiskeys we had.
I did find a description of it, but I don't want to.
The internet should definitely tell you that.
I don't want to give it away.
Okay. So everybody, let us sniff. Do it like the...
Nothing I didn't say anything.
Over now.
No, we gotta go back to the
very beginning. Yeah, no. Oh no!
All I smell is peat.
Yeah, I would say I would call that peat and
yeah.
more than smoke. I mean, smoke.
It's like Doors is smoky.
No, I can kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting to get the notes from it. I mean, is that how aroma works though? It does, right? Mm-hmm. Like when it comes off of the thing, the density of the molecules are higher.
Oh my God. Are you?
No, you're on a roll. Keep going.
Lessons in chemistry, people. That's right.
I thought she was Bill Nye, the science guy there for a minute.
So I have an undergrad degree in psychology that I got because I was interested in doing neuroscience, but I did take this class called Sensation and Perception, and they talked about like basically the physical part of your senses.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So the molecules come off of it and they're denser near the actual thing that they're coming off of and then they dissipate.
So like, do they change as they dissipate?
Well, I think that, I mean, to me, that your perception of them changes because they're... Mm-hmm.
Weaker or...
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So what you smell is not necessarily what you taste.
Well, I just think that, like... When it's first coming up, like when they're really saturated, it smells differently than when you're smelling it higher up, it's smokier. Like I smell peat, but then when you get it more diffused, it smells smoky. Like if I hang my nose really close to the surface,
I get peat.
And when it's higher up, it's smoke.
No, that's very interesting. Maybe we should have Elizabeth on all of our podcasts.
When your nose is right in there, you get way more alcohol, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
I didn't know all of that about you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that either. See, this is like
getting to... I have a life before being
as long as we've known each other, this is a getting to know you party.
I also have a really useless degree in philosophy.
I know.
Fascinating.
It was in English?
According to... I think we got this at Total Wine, and according to Total Wine, it opens... with a delicate nose of vanilla and banana.
Do you get banana, Jean? Can you do the banana man here?
I don't really know what bananas smell like.
Really?
Well, I mean, now that I've smelled this so much, I'm like,
it's ruined your feathers.
Bananas, yes.
After the first three, you know, you begin to forget things.
I don't get banana, but okay.
I can get...
Okay. Peaty flavors are not my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, when the first thing that made me like scotch was going to a scotch tasting at Marlis's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think almost all of them were peaty.
She
had Lafroy.
That woman likes a peat.
She likes a peat. Anyway, I won't go there. Anyway.
Boxes.
Yeah.
I'm sure she does.
God forbid.
Yeah. But anyway, but I tasted Lafroy, and I'm like, and Lafroy is kind of like drinking Bog Man.
Yeah.
It is very heavy in peat. But I loved it.
Really?
I did. And that's what made me start, hold on. Yeah. But that's what made me start liking scotch and whiskey in general. But as I've gotten older, my tastes have changed. I actually don't like peaty flavors. I haven't tasted this yet, but we won't do that.
So it's all, if you swirl it a lot, you can get some banana. Huh?
Bill, you were too far from the microphone.
We're not getting invited back, are we?
It depends. This is actually kind of fun.
How long are they usually? Because we're already at like 45 minutes.
Well, after they cut out all the silence, it'll be like 42. Yeah.
All the silence.
It wasn't a whole lot of it. But John would also edit out extraneous things that aren't funny.
Like my dissertation on
the long discussion about this man named Pete. And why everybody likes the way he tastes. I've known a Pete. I never tasted Pete.
Stop. Did he taste like a cake pop?
No, he did not.
Did have an inbox.
He was a maintainer.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about Mark?
Mark? Mark. Like the catalog? Oh, yeah.
I think a library joke.
Machine accessible, right? Machine accessible, readable.
No.
Who knows?
Cataloging.
That's a C. Yeah.
Yeah, machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, accessible. What was it? R? Readable. Catalog.
That's really dumb. I hope it's
not. Or we can talk about Mark Jacobs.
It's tobacco, too.
Oh, the taste?
Yeah.
Gene's like, I'm tired of listening to you guys.
Your library.
We have two librarians looking
machine,
up the number.
Machine readable. Machine.
Yeah.
Readable cataloging.
Yeah.
But you know, it doesn't, though it's PD / smoky,
M-A-R-C.
It isn't heavy to me
machine,
right now.
Machine, yeah.
Now,
M-A is machine.
Machine.
Oh, fucking hell.
Machine.
Machine.
So it's really M-R-C.
But you know, Mark, bless his heart, is getting pushed out of the industry by RDA.
Well, just screw RDA.
Yeah. Why did we decide it was a man?
Because his name is Mark. I did not know that was a unisex name. Is
RDA
that a unisex
been...
name?
Well,
maybe they're
maybe
a they.
Maybe short for Marcella.
Thank you, John.
No, John? Not really. That would be Marcella.
Thank you, Gene.
Are we fighting about Mark?
I don't even know who Mark is.
RDA. RDA is Resource Description and Access. I actually never knew what that was.
That's so boring.
Like Rota,
but
maybe,
but it's been around for like 20 years, and it's just like it says it's going to do away with Mark all these years, and I'm like, Mark is still fucking around. Right, Marlis?
You are so good about involving her.
I want her to feel included.
Yeah,
right, Marlis? I hope you feel fucking included.
Did she came 1 year for one night, right?
Yeah. Last year.
Yeah.
Last year.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I think you left.
Yeah,
she came for overnight.
I can't not have you here, Ev. We need to talk about this.
Yeah. A serious talk, Ev.
Yes, Ev.
We must have the intervention.
I'm feeling really uncomfortable now.
Maybe we should get two smaller houses so all the puppies can come.
I was thinking that too. That we should maybe do two places.
Yeah.
No.
Because I miss Tamara too.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. But I mean, it's sort of like an afterthought. But no, I agree. I was thinking that, and I like the space here, but I also like the space at the other place
right
down the street. Yeah.
But they wouldn't let that many puppies come out, right?
Probably not. But
and that
I was
place,
lucky to let me have three.
That didn't sleep as many, right?
Well, it's just that weirdness,
it's
right?
It's a weird setup.
Remember, I had to walk through your bedroom to go to the bathroom, and I always have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So.
Oh, that's right.
This part we can edit out.
Ev in my bedroom.
This part we can edit out.
That room did sleep a lot of people, though.
Yes.
It was wasted on just Ev and I.
Yeah. Well.
So what do you think of the flavor?
I think it tastes good. I really like it. We probably said this three times, but it's a 21-year.
We're going to have stalkers.
You know, the older ones tend to be, like, stronger and not as enjoyable to me. Mm. like that year that you got us our 25th anniversary and you got the 25-year Brew Aclotic.
Yeah, Brew Aclotic Ritter Still.
Yeah, and, well, I think it was cask strength, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was cask
strength. And I was like, and he was so good. He got it for our anniversary, and I went... I was like, no, I can't drink this. I'm really sorry. It was too much for me. I might be able to drink it now because I think we could drink it now.
Yeah, because we've tried a lot of different things.
I now have a hard liver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any worse than
that.
Get
worse
we're good.
Than that, so.
Give her to
liver. You have a hard liver?
No, I'm just kidding. I do not. As far as I know,
okay,
I haven't been to my doctor's appointment yet, but as far as I know, I do not have a hardened liver.
Well, he should not listen to this podcast. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's going to influence her.
I'm sure she won't.
Okay, good. Thank God.
She's a naturopath.
Like,
she probably
35
drink.
Listeners, maybe. Yeah. Something like that. So.
Hello, all 35. If we knew their names, we could call them out. Do you have a Patreon account? We could.
We should get one, but one was Lynn. Remember Lynn?
I don't know. Best friend Lynn?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Sorry, Lynn.
I love Lynn.
Yes. Yeah. We love all Lynns. Yes. Yeah, and Lynn, I think Lynn.
What do you think, Jane?
Lived in North Carolina.
I like it.
Flavor.
I still say like cigar. Like something
but
really
not
heavy,
but not unpleasant cigar, right?
No, not smoky. Like it's like kind of the way your mouth tastes when you smoke a cigar.
Mm.
Okay. I taste black pepper.
Yeah,
it's
black pepper. So let me see here what the oh God, I was looking up RDA and Mark.
Where was I?
So it says, oh, the smell, nose of vanilla and banana leading to a creamy, silky mouthfeel. I do think the mouthfeel was nice. And gentle flavors of fruit and soft spice. Wonderfully rounded finish, slowly drying with notes of fruit and oak. I taste more oak than fruit, but that's me.
When I hear that,
And now that I drank my... one little bit.
A lot of them.
But now my throat is kind of nice and warm and tingly. It's not that burn. It's just
right.
a nice warm
right.
tingly
yeah. It is smooth.
Feeling.
I, like, once again, it is that yellow spot.
Good
sprout.
Choice. Heather and Bill.
Are the only two I would drink that I, the novice, would drink without... where's my LaCroix? Where's my seltzer? You know, or something like that to soften it.
It really good... flavor, but also incredibly smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also $100. So, something that
the average.
That one,
this one's $100.
It was on sale.
Was it on sale at $100, or you paid less than $100?
It has to.
It was.
Yes.
It was on sale for $100.
Wow, that's not my palate at all. Just can't get past the peat.
I can't taste
any of the other stuff
you guys are
talking about.
Yeah, some of the things we talk about on here is that, you know, it isn't for everyone. Everything we taste isn't for everyone. It really is an individual, it's an individual sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why there's so many different whiskeys or different liquors for that matter. You know, like not everybody likes whiskey. They like tequila or they like vodka or, you know, gin.
What's next?
That's it.
Well,
sorry, I didn't bring one.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's all right.
I think we've had more than enough.
I think, you try three or four of these and you get a pretty good buzz. So, you know, you don't want to like go too far with it because you'll wind up totally goofy.
Somebody's
holding your hair back.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, actually, we've had podcasts in the past where we've tasted them and I liked them at the time. Mm-hmm. And then later, of course, our liquor cabinet's full of things we've tried, you know? And then I go, it's like, oh, no, what am I going to have to drink tonight? Oh, I'll try this one that we did on the podcast. And I'll try it. And I'm like, I really don't like this.
Oh, interesting.
You know, and... I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was the last one in the line.
I was going to say, I think the things that come before when we're trying different things affect how we perceive the ones later on.
Mm-hmm. So, does it tend to favor?
Yeah, I do. I think so. I think, you know, after
your palate is like
two or three drinks, you're like, this is great.
It just buzzes me more.
Especially if you start with the least expensive or the youngest or the... you know,
or,
kind of.
Or the taste. I mean, if you're going to go for a PD one or one that's, you know, mm-hmm. not so alcohol tasting, mm-hmm. burning, you know which those ones are for your favorites. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we try. That's why we try. And like, this is an unusual, besides the fact that we've gone totally off the rails, an unusual episode for us because normally we do the same type.
Right.
Like we'll do a Speyside scotch. We'll do Isla scotch. We'll do
three of
vodkas.
Two or three
or we'll
of
do,
each of that.
Yeah,
type.
We'll have the same type.
But the three Irish whiskey.
We'll do three.
Oh, you do all spirits?
Yeah. Well, technically, the full name of our podcast is Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Ooh, so we've done a gin episode, even though I totally abhor gin. Mm. You know.
We've done wrong.
What's wrong with gin?
Jesus. I don't like it. It's the botanicals.
It's bitter.
I don't like it.
It tastes like hairspray.
No, we did find one. That,
you know, there's
I love
so
Aquanet,
many different
though.
Kinds
yeah,
of gin, though.
Totally there are different, because we found one that tastes like whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
And was that the Geneva one?
Or yeah, Geneva.
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 You should listen to our gin podcast. We're like, Geneva. So yeah, I mean we've done a couple rum ones where the one rum one we did we liked all of them and the other one we hated all of them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, nice. It's one of the few podcasts we've done that were like
to the corner store.
We didn't like any of them as we went along.
The rum.
That sounds great.
The
rum.
I thought you said the rum run. It sounded like pirates chasing you while you're
arg.
Or what's that Stephen King thing?
Well, it's.
Red rum, again. Red rum.
I think it's kind of interesting because some of the rums are, I mean, complex.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
But some of them just taste
as soon
it,
as you get into it, and
yeah.
But they're, yeah, rums are sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the nature of the beast. Mm-hmm.
They're great and blended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, the ones that we taste is like, yeah, I'll have to drink these mixed in something because I cannot drink this.
Oh,
yeah.
In general.
11:55.
But
not midnight.
11:55. A lot of people drink.
Yeah, we should walk down there.
He does.
Yeah.
When we were in.
But it's not Bacardi.
Right, yeah.
It's an age.
Yeah. At least
kind of
in Diego.
I'm not convinced there's a lot left, though.
When we were in Belize, there was a rum. It was called Old Master. And
oh, yeah.
We went, you know, first time we tried it, you know, we tried out meat, and it was like. Oh my God, this is like my new favorite drink.
Yes.
So,
right.
You know, we would just go back to the bar and order the same stuff every night.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
It was really
well, and we actually bought a bottle, and on the way home, we had to put it in our suitcase, and that suitcase burst open, I guess, on the tarmac, and all we had was a broken piece of bottle.
Oh, no.
In our, I also lost my hiking boots.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah.
What?
When we went to Belize.
Not related, though.
I mean, are they rum soaked hiking boots?
Possibly
they probably were at that point. Yeah, but we never saw them.
And then there was somebody
again,
else's
so
dentine gum in my luggage, and I'm like, I didn't bring dentine.
Yeah,
gum.
So
really
obviously
suspicious.
More than one package was open at the same time,
yeah.
And they just shoveled stuff back together.
Yeah,
that's just the hiking. Somebody got your hiking boots.
Somebody
got
my hiking boots, and I got their dentine, and our bottle of rum was broken, and we got broken glass.
That was not equivalent exchange.
I would say not. Yeah,
no. So John was very disappointed because you cannot get it.
Yeah, they don't
the
export
States
it
at all.
You
and it's kind of expensive to fly to Belize to buy a bottle of rum. So
you can't if you go up to Canada and you stop at duty free though. There are some amazing rums, like Cuban rums, because you can buy Cuban
rums
up there.
Yeah, oh, I never thought
of that. We actually went to a rum distillery in, was it Barbados?
Yeah.
When we went on a cruise. Mm-hmm. The one cruise we've been on, we stopped at Barbados and went to the rum, and it was really, I was like, rum? You know, and they're like, here, taste this. I'm like, I don't know. It's not in like a drink, you know, like a mixed drink.
And
it's like, where's your Coca-Cola? But they had some great spiced rums, and that changed my whole worldview.
When Bill was in Honduras, it was Flora de Cana, is that what it is? But
we've done Flora de Cana.
And they have different
spent time there.
Yeah.
But different ages,
I rode through there and then met my friend from Canada there. Mm-hmm. You know, that out on the island and I'm going back to Kate Cocker, but that's not it. It's, can't remember, but the amazing, the best snorkeling I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, yeah.
Like, right, you don't even have to go very far off, and it dives down, and it is, like, everything.
Yeah.
Everything is there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, barracudas and sharks, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Where was that?
In Honduras.
Okay. I'm curious about that one. Oh, grab it. Just because
we'll grab it. Okay, we're going to... No. I guess we're trying another
extra
one.
Extra credit.
It's extra credit.
I mean,
Isn't that your house whiskey?
I got mixed up there.
I mean, I'm more curious about this one because it is your house whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Utila?
Utila.
Nice.
That's satisfying.
We're trying another one.
We still have some Blantons left.
I didn't bring it.
Sorry, at home. But we moved it from Alaska. Bill got a bottle from a friend.
Roatan.
Had two, had an extra bottle and so
Utila
sold it to Bill.
Is another island.
Yeah.
I don't think I've tried it.
And Bill was like, oh, we'll open
Can
it.
You collect those corks?
Yeah, Blantons.
Yeah, we actually.
But Bill was like, oh, we'll open it after I get the COVID vaccine. He had gotten the COVID vaccine. But waited till he was like, oh, we'll open it once you're vaccinated. And we're like, woo! So we opened it when I got vaccinated. But, you know, it's so special. Like, you don't drink it very often.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's lovely. But
one of the places we had.
And then I got COVID like a month later. So, yeah, that was fun.
Top three. Definitely.
I know.
So, friends share bottles of wine.
I love it because.
Oh, I should have brought it.
Oh, no. That's not what I meant. Like, John and Judy, like,
the quality
found some bottles.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same.
I bought it from them, and then I had an extra bottle and I
I drove by. There's a local liquor store. Ohio liquor laws are horrible, right? We don't get a lot of stuff, but I drove by a local liquor store one. I was early one morning for a pedicure appointment, but I like drove over and got gas, and I was like,
It's,
and I was like, why is there a line at this liquor store? And I actually wondered if they had Blantons, and I almost went and got a line, and I was like, oh damn it, but I didn't. So.
Well, it was her 50th birthday. That's why she wanted to go where there was a beach, and that
is
was
that
one of the, the things.
Places.
You?
Yeah.
What?
You go to Roatan?
Monkey shoulder in your mouth.
Yeah, I pretty much want to go for a beach.
You're at a beach.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I think to swim in. I really miss swimming in the ocean.
You could swim here.
I guess you could swim here. It might be the last swim of your life, but you could.
I just about
I did it when I was like
fucking close.
We're doing the monkey shoulder. So we're to have an added value to this podcast today. We're going to do monkey shoulder, which is my go-to everyday scotch.
So there will be a slight surcharge at the end of this podcast.
That's right.
For the extra.
Yeah, for the extra added value.
For all you non-Patreons. Because we don't have one.
So who makes monkey shoulder?
I haven't a clue. Let's see. We've done this before. Oh, thank you, Jean. Put on your glasses.
It's batch 27, by the way.
So this one is a little lower than everything we've been doing. This is 43 instead of the 45 or 46.
Yeah.
Proof?
This is batch 27, which I don't know what that means.
You still recording?
But it is... Okay. From Scotland, family owned since 1887. William Grant and Sons.
Those are cute.
So I don't know where that is.
Where are you going, Disco Queen?
We're going for a walk.
Need to go for a walk.
So
everyone's welcome. I'm just gonna walk down this door.
In the middle of talking about monkey shoulder.
You're the one that wanted to we're listening.
Oh.
Which store are you walking?
The gas station.
There's one store in town.
It's called
that one. I doubt Wacky Warehouse is open.
It's called Chevron.
No, it's the U and I.
It all depends on how far you want to walk.
Or you should not watch.
You go to Seabrook.
No, I think walking on the highway at this point, you'd have to be intoxicated to think that was a good idea.
I don't think Green Lantern is open.
Or if that Green Lantern is open, that's the sad thing, right?
Yeah, and the people that are driving are coming back. There's no fucking way I'm walking on that road at night. Are you thinking I should?
Yeah, I think you should. Do you have life insurance? They're not coming back from Tacoma.
No, we're not doing that. Okay. No, we're not.
I just want to know if you have life insurance, because that might be why he wants you to walk down the road.
Oh my God, Green Lantern is only open until 10.
Wow.
That's shocking.
On a Saturday night?
So you better walk quick. It's only got 20 minutes.
We're going to a store. Why don't we get an oven this?
Okay, when's the store we're going to close?
No, because we keep talking about 14 other things. Hey,
something
to
smell
your drink.
11:55.
Okay.
Hey, kitty cats.
Oh, you're looking at me.
What do we smell? Before I read these notes. What the hell?
Oh my God, I have an idea for a new podcast. It's called What's That Smell?
What's that smell, or what do you smell?
What's that smell?
What's that smell?
Would Marla
agree?
Heather
is always going to say, it smells like Bill. Oh my God, it still smells like Bill. Please make it stop smelling like Bill.
Could be called pull my finger.
Sure.
Oh my God! I'm going to monetize this and make $1 million.
You know, I drink this. Oh, I need other people.
Pull my finger.
I always drink this.
Well, yeah, we already do know. So
yeah, well, I'm trying to, and then y'all keep talking.
I think it smells more alcohol-y than the last two.
I smell banana on this one.
Put your nose further out then.
Out?
Don't put it in the glass.
Okay.
Diffuse the molecules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you remember my science lesson?
I do, but I'm confused.
I appreciated your science lesson.
It's kind of just common sense.
Did you say science or did you say sinus?
That was one of my favorite classes.
Either.
Sensation and perception. There was a
Thank
lab
you for bringing
and
it has a booger in for
yeah.
showing.
Yeah, time. No, it was.
Oh my God! I can't believe I never thought of doing that. I can smell alcohol.
It smells kind of like bananas Foster though, so it must be like
bananas.
Oh, bananas
Foster. Must be yum. Good.
I should make that next year.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I used to always
Can we
say
light it on fire?
Fuck yeah, you have to make a light and on
yeah,
fire.
Fuck
you
yeah.
Have to, isn't that required?
I don't know, but
I thought it was required.
Yeah.
The instructions say we can't light anything on
what
fire.
What is in there?
What's being
lit?
What do they mean, though? They mean candles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we flambe?
They didn't say food.
Yes. They don't know how we cook.
I'm sure we'll set up.
We did set up the fire alarm.
They did.
That was ridiculous, though.
It was, yes.
Okay.
I think it was more heat. Than
honey is like the only thing I'm getting that I can like
smell.
Well,
yeah, I get honey.
That I'm not.
You don't get the banana.
I drank it already.
Banana.
I don't remember.
What?
I drank it already. I don't remember.
How late is the
more.
Store open?
11:55.
Oh, you got time.
Okay. So
I get roasted banana.
I do not get roasted banana.
Zesty orange, vanilla, honey, and spiced oak.
What about the banana?
Yeah, I get orange.
I was going to say honey and spice.
I get some citrusy.
You get that.
I think it's a really good house scotch.
Oh, because you already tasted it.
Yeah, and I didn't have any problems with it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
No moral.
She doesn't have to file a complaint with the Geneva Convention over Monkey Shoulder. Noted.
What is the mark record for Monkey Shoulder?
You know there is a library out there. I'm sure.
Oh, there's got to be a whiskey library.
Catalog.
Why don't we do one? I don't understand.
Because you really want people checking out your bottles?
No, but like they should be able to look at our cataloging list and be like,
checking out
jealous.
Your bottles.
Is that a euphemism?
So are we on to tasting notes?
Yes, taste it.
Jeez, you haven't
been there, done that.
That's
it.
A huge pour.
Well, I haven't tasted
it. Well, he's
it.
Thirsty.
I love this.
This is my, I never drink it at our house.
I actually drink Bushmills usually.
Yeah.
Huh. But I do drink I do drink monkey shoulder sometimes.
So, Judy, this is your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this this is my everyday scotch. Yeah. And I mean every day.
Like before work?
After work because I fucking need it work.
Is scotch your drink of choice?
Scotch is my drink of choice. Monkey shoulder is my favorite scotch. My favorite everyday scotch. I mean, Yellow Scott and Edradour are probably my favorite. I can't drink this every day because I can't afford it.
Like,
I'm a librarian. Yeah. I can't afford it. So this is what I, a hard day of passive aggressive librarians.
Okay, Elizabeth, what's your daily, drink of choice?
Well, I have a job that doesn't require me to drink every day anymore. Okay. That's really awesome.
But if you're going to have a drink, what's your preferred drink of choice?
Well, usually wine.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of wine?
Well, and I don't drink a lot during the week.
Mm-hmm. That's not the question.
But yeah, I drink, like white wine in the summer, like usually a Vino Verde because it's a low alcohol. It's easy to drink, and then when the weather turns colder, I like the light. I don't know, I used to really like cabs, but now I've gone back to like a Syrah or a Pinot. Yep.
So you're a wine drinker. Ev, what do you normally drink?
Red wine, I guess.
And what do you prefer? Zinfandel, Syrah?
Oh my gosh, I can't handle Zinfandels. It's too much for me. Mm-hmm.
Cabs.
Merlots and cabs. Mm-hmm. I'm also an Italian red wine whore.
Oh yeah, an IGT. Mm-hmm.
Big flavors.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby Tuscan. Yeah.
And then as far as liquor, I like bourbons.
She especially likes Blanton.
Blanton's right.
I really like Pappy, but you just can't find it anymore.
You can't find it.
You can barely find Blanton's. Yeah.
It's like if Ev likes it, it disappears.
Damn you, Ed.
It's your fault, man.
She's a trendsetter that way.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Ed, don't tell us what your next favorite one is because, we want to be able to get it.
If you have another favorite.
Don't mention it. Yeah.
Just tell us after the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after recording.
On the download.
Yeah, there you go.
John, what's your drink of choice on the daily?
Beer. Routinely, it's Bushmills. Well,
He drinks beer more than he drinks scotch.
I have until recently drank Bushmills more than beer. Mm-hmm. I go through phases. But but as far as beers go, I like IPAs. My old favorite was Joe IPA. They quit making that. And I found another one that was just like it, and they quit making that.
Okay, so these like Ev.
And I found another one, and they quit making that. What's that?
And then you said Skyward tasted like
and
Joe.
And Skyward tastes
so
just like Joe
Skyward
IPA.
So now Skyward is going to disappear.
So, yeah.
Great. Thanks, John.
No.
It's just getting into distribution.
So when it disappears, it will be my fault because I have discovered it now.
All right, John. Quit cursing it. I'm not going to do it this time.
Yeah.
It's going to be
Heather,
fine.
Heather, what is yours?
I am a liquor only drinker, I would say. So, and I prefer, I guess, honestly, tequila and añejo or reposado. But I use it as a mixer. I know that's probably wrong of me.
Mix it. Like, what do you drink?
Ginger beer or Fresca or Squirt.
Oh, Fresca.
Yeah, God, yeah. Paloma. Give it. Yeah, yeah.
So, what do you use to mix with that then?
An añejo or a reposado. I do like the flavor of a aged tequila. So
you mix it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I think it has more flavor. That's my. But I don't use an expensive one. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me. But the one with the is there a bottle over there? Yeah. I might even bought that. I mean, that's like my cheap. That's my daily.
Cazador.
Right? Cazador, yeah. That's my daily.
Well, this is unopened.
Is
that a tequila?
Oh, we can taste it.
Is that a tequila?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shots.
I'm not taking it back. I can get that.
I guess that'll go in my cupboard and we'll bring it back next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Did no one hear me shout shots?
I did.
Look at me. I'm fine with that.
Why did you put it back?
Well, because we're going to finish.
We're still drinking our fucking whiskey.
We're going to stop the podcast. Oh, yeah. And then we'll do shots.
What's your favorite drink daily? I mean, is it a beer? Is it
He's a beer drinker.
Well, when I'm driving in the van, it's mostly malt liquor. Right, in the company van, I mean.
Mad Dog, 40.
We're
high. Yeah. I hope you use a paper bag.
Show a little class, Gene. Use a paper bag. Show class.
I mean, I have like three. I mean, definitely a beer drinker. Mm-hmm. And all over the spectrum in beer.
Okay.
IPA mostly is we probably drink my favorite.
IPA at home, because that's all I usually buy for you.
Or pails, you know. You know,
we still swear by Sierra Nevada.
Yeah,
Sierra Nevada. It's a hoppy pale.
I mean, that is so outstanding.
Low alcohol. Yeah. I usually buy, when I buy beer for Gene, I buy it based on ABV. Non-hazy ABV,
Northwest.
Less than 6.5%. I don't buy anything above that.
Yeah. And then so I love rum.
He can drink more.
So rum is the other thing is like, it's, and unfortunately it's just like rum and Coke. But
we have a lime tree.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't know you drank one. That.
Oh, he loves a good Cuba Libre.
See, isn't this a very bonding experience?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But the other one is just a whiskey. Usually, on the rocks. Mm-hmm. Normally on the rocks.
Like, do you prefer Irish whiskey?
We don't blend them.
It's just kind of all over the place. I mean, a lot of times it's Canadian whiskey because that's...
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry, did I say Irish?
You did.
You did. Yeah.
I know. I can see how you get Irish and Canadian mixed up.
No, I didn't. I totally didn't mean it.
I mean, it's Canadian. Then,
Canadian whiskeys, they're blended whiskeys, and they're...
They're smooth, they're easy to drink.
I grew up on them. We don't have a big liquor. Yeah.
Well, thank God for Canadian whiskey. You guys kept us going during Prohibition. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
So, God bless the Canadians.
That's right. Yeah.
What about you, Bill?
IPAs. So.
And only IPAs. Yes. That's the only thing in our house other than like PBR.
Yes. And I am.
I know.
When I drink beer, that's all I drink.
Yeah. And when I. And blended, because I like blended more than single malt. I mean, it's just easier to find things that are generally approachable.
And it's cheaper.
Yes.
We have a lot of Jameson.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes Sheebus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes Dewars.
There used to be an Irish whiskey that was called Feckin. Yes.
So you drink having
a lot of Feckin, because of Fecky, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And is that not a thing anymore?
No, actually, I think they went out of business. Oh.
They fecked off.
Well, since we are gone way over our usual time,
there's at least three minutes you can edit out about us talking about.
Maybe talking about for a while.
2 or 3 minutes. Or,
It'll only be an hour and 15 minutes by the time John.
Let's say you all the fucks. It's going to be like 30 seconds.
Bleep. Heather and I kept Marlis going.
Right. Marlis.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Marlis.
Marlis, you better fucking join us next time.
That's right. Right. We need to get a house. That's why we need two houses, too, because then Marlis can easily join us and it won't be a...
She could bring Per Olaf.
Oh, my God.
With my dogs? Or you?
No, we'll do a different building.
He would wander, and Marlis would freak out.
No, he can't go outside when he's here.
The dogs could be in one house and freak out the other. I don't know. Anyway.
Per Olaf is a cat.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful cat.
But it's an outside cat?
No.
Well, he's indoor, outdoor.
And she'd have to catch him before she leaves. I know.
She has a GPS collar.
No, you wouldn't let parallel.
No, she would not do that here. She has a good sitter. My problem with my dogs is that they take so much medication. Mm-hmm. Here's my dogs. They have all these medications, and sometimes they don't eat. And then, it's like, that would be horrible for all of us. So, Anyway, so we can edit that part out.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, mm-hmm. all who are listening, all three of you.
I love you. I love you all.
If you enjoyed our chaotic episode email,
that was Heather, by the way.
funwithscotch@gmail.com.
Heather Fecky@heatherfecky.com.
All right.
That's not actually her email address anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
I love you.
Yeah, well.
So, till next time.
All right.
We will see you later.
Till later.
Tomorrow.
Catch you later.